Whether you're new to aviation or an experienced pilot looking to advance your skills, Go Vertical Aviation has you covered. With an excellent learning atmosphere and a staff committed to excellence in education, Go Vertical Aviation will customize a learning program just for you. For more information, go to goverticalaviation.com or call 256-412-5226. Be sure to follow Go Vertical Aviation on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn.
Don't just go. Go Vertical.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta, Nashville, and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers. My wife and I sat down with Harlan Mitchell and discussed our own estate planning needs. I know in our experience, Harlan brought up questions that caused us to think about our current situation and what we need to do moving forward. When you sit down with Harlan for your free consultation, you're going to find out things that you may have not thought about when it comes to estate planning. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884 and schedule your free consultation today.
Would you like enhanced energy, better moods, less fatigue, help with allergies, better sleep, mental clarity, or just want improvement of your overall immune health and well-being? Do you need to recover from intense activities, workouts, or sports? Then IV therapy at the Drip Factor inside Trinity Medical Center is right for you. Our IV drips are filled with nutrients, vitamins, and minerals that will help your body replenish, restore, and achieve your wellness goals. For more information, visit trinity-medicalcare.com and schedule your appointment today at Trinity Medical Center, located at 500 Governor's Drive.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference. Somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hi, folks. This is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark Wyatt Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. My daddy is your host, Mark Wyatt. Do something good today.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark Wyatt Show. I am your host, Mark Wyatt. You have heard them here before on The Mark Wyatt Show. I am so glad to have Juna and Joey back on the program. Welcome back to The Mark Wyatt Show, guys.
Hey, thanks for having us.
We have some good news with a brand new song called Something Good to Miss. I'm excited about this. I heard the song. I love it. It's a great song, and you have put out some really beautiful music so far. I appreciate the music that you're putting out.
Yeah, our genre is more country pop, so we kind of try to put out music that makes them, you know, feel the music.
And it's up to a person's interpretation what they
think about a song when they hear it. It may mean something to one person and mean something completely different to the next person.
Yeah, totally.
So what about this song, Something Good to Miss? What was the idea that you both had behind this as you were, I'm sure y'all were writing this together?
Yes, we were. So kind of the idea of the song is that it's about having someone to come back home to and having something good to miss, whether you're away or your loved one's away, you know, having that special person or whatever might be your favorite animal or whatever it is, coming back to them and having them to miss while you're gone. Whether that's even military families, you know, having their loved ones go away and fight for our country and then having them to miss and then be able to come back home to. So whatever it may be for some people, however they may interpret it into their own personal lives.
We all just celebrated Mother's Day recently. And when we think about Mother's Day and something good to miss, that could be Mama.
Yeah, totally.
Did y'all celebrate with your mom?
Yeah, it was great.
We went out to dinner. We had
like a lunch.
Yeah, we had lunch. Great food. And
we met some of our family, you know, so we got to meet up with them. It's been so long since we've seen any of our family, so it was so nice to be able to see our grandparents and, you know, aunts and our uncles and wish them happy Mother's Day. Yeah, it was really fun. It was special.
You know, it's never a bad time to recognize the mother figures in our life. You can talk about your mom or your grandmom and what they mean to you right now.
Oh, well, wow. Our mom means so much to us.
She takes care of us.
She does so much for us. She's amazing. She helps us so much with our career and with our music, and we literally would not be where we are today without her. And she's just amazing. She's there for us whenever we need her. She's funny. She's absolutely beautiful. And we love her more than anything.
She cares a lot about us, so we appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all are both still teenagers, 16 and 18. You still have that home life. I've got a 20-year-old here at our house, and, you know, it's one of those things that we still have to make those calls. Hey, can you get this for me? Hey, can you do this for me?
Yeah.
I think that's important that we have that as long as we can, to know that there's somebody who cares that much about us, because when they're gone, you know it. People need to appreciate the mother figures that they have in their life, those who are taking care of them in that way, because that time does run out.
Yeah, you never really know.
And you forget to realize what they actually do for you.
Yeah, and you never really know what you have until you lost it. So it's best to take every moment and cherish it with your mothers and your family, and just
don't really hold on to that for granted.
Yeah, you know, we appreciate everything that our mothers do for us, because they are incredibly strong women. And yeah, we were just so grateful for our mom, and we do anything for her.
I hope 2020 helped all of us to be reminded not to take things for granted. You and Joey were both out and about prior to that. And then COVID-19, like everyone else, it puts you off the stage and coming up with creative ways to still reach your audience.
Yeah, totally. Even the most simple things like that you take for granted, like going to the grocery store or going out to brunch, meeting old friends, like just the simple things like that, you know, we can't really do right now at the moment.
Since of COVID, we have substituted some online shows that we've been doing, but lately we've been trying to get back into the groove with the you know, performances, and you know, we're going to go on tour soon and obviously still stay safe.
Yeah,
we're really excited to, like, you know, go back out there and perform, because that's what we love to do.
Totally. And you know, it's been a long time coming, so we're so excited to be able to do that and do what we love.
In Alabama, we had a fishing tournament on Saturday, and we were helping a young lady, a 10-year-old. Her name's Maddie Bishop. So we were raising money for her, and it was a good event. And I was just glad to see people come together, because these families that are out there are still struggling. If we don't get out there and support them, they can't go without those resources. And so it's great to see people come together in that way. I think we had 40 boats participate and raised almost $3,000 for the family.
Wow, congratulations. That's incredible.
Yeah, so it's good to go ahead and say, let's get back to some normalcy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, we love to do those things. Like, when we perform, sometimes we do, like, benefits for specific things, and we love doing that.
Charity events. Yeah, we love those most, just because we get to connect with people and support great causes, whatever it may be that we're performing at. And I'm just so excited to be able to do that again and go out and play shows and meet people and connect and see people face to face.
Well, sure. And the last time we talked about anti-bullying, and any effort like that that goes to lift people up, I think is a very good thing to do.
100%. Yeah,
especially in these times right now.
Oh, especially.
If bullying is something that's going on with all this that's going on around the world, that's just going to even make it worse. And
it's like, for bullying to be around under normal circumstances in the world, it is a terrible thing. But to add it on top of everybody being stressed out in their homes, you know, just doesn't really help. And you know, just for us to be able to be there for those who have gone through it or are going through it and be able to talk with them and bring awareness to anti-bullying, it's just, it means a lot to us. And you know, that's why we put that song out in the first place, is to just be able to connect with those people that have been through it and talk with them, especially through our DMs. We've talked to people personally, you know, just be able to hear their stories and let them share their stories on our Instagram Live to let others know, you know, that you're not alone. And it's okay to talk about it and reach out if you need someone to talk to you or anything. So yeah, I think it's really important to be able to just talk about it.
And it's one of those things that is like, you forget about it, you know, it's like, it happens all the time, and I don't really understand why it happens.
It's to try to
put people down to make you better.
Yeah, and you shouldn't put others down because what they are.
Kudos to both of you for making yourself available to other people. That's a really good thing to do.
100%, totally. And it's like sometimes you're like, oh, they're so famous, like their life is perfect, but behind the scenes, let me tell you, it's probably not perfect for a lot of celebrities and famous people out there. So just for, you know, those people to be able, like celebrities and whatnot, to just be able to connect with people that have gone through this, and so, you know, they don't feel alone. So yeah,
absolutely, it's not easy. And I've talked to enough people who were considered celebrities and people who've been in the business for many years, and they have the struggles, and sometimes they're lonelier than if they weren't a celebrity, because the situation they're in, they feel like they're in a bubble.
There's a lot of struggles with that, you know.
Yeah, there's like a lot of privacy comes with it.
And stuff, and you know, it's just like,
and a lot
everybody knows you, and you don't have any like way to go out. They're like, that's him, and yeah, then you gotta like cover up, and
you know, and also like
it's
other
dangerous
people
too.
Other people
dangerous thing.
A lot of people's opinions, especially towards you. You know, you're not gonna. No, not everybody in the world's gonna love you. So it's also battling that too. You know,
you're gonna get a lot of hate. You're gonna get a lot of love, but you just gotta deal with it.
Yeah, you gotta find the middle ground between them.
That's right, especially when you're pitched as good-looking people. That can be hard because people look at you at your image, you know. They don't know you as a person. They look at your outer image as opposed to the deeper person and what's going on inside of you.
Yeah, there's a lot of...
What that goes on.
There's a lot of behind the scenes, too, you know, and just our personal lives and lives that nobody really sees. And yeah.
Let's take a quick break, and when we come back, I want to talk about how people can connect, how they can find out about this new song, Something Good to Miss. They're hearing some of it on the show today, so we're glad to be able to share that. We want you to be able to share how people can connect with you, okay?
Awesome.
Folks, right now we're talking to Juna and Joey. They are in Florida right now and looking forward to going back out on the road to be in concerts. Now, Juna and Joey, they appeared on Nickelodeon's America's Most Musical Family, touring with the American Idol, Cade Fainter. We look forward to carrying on this conversation with Juna and Joey when we come back. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I am your host, Mark White.
Just like my hometown, you feel right to come on back to home. You should know. 24-7, 365, sneaking up, hanging out in my mind. To that next kiss, I hold on to this. Got something good to me.
Whether you're new to aviation or an experienced pilot looking to advance your skills, Go Vertical Aviation has you covered. With an excellent learning atmosphere and a staff committed to excellence in education, Go Vertical Aviation will customize a learning program just for you. For more information, go to goverticalaviation.com or call 256-412-5226. Be sure to follow Go Vertical Aviation on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn.
Don't just go. Go Vertical.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta, Nashville, and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through boutiqueair.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
The best way to buy, sell, and experience land is with Jonathan Berryhill.
For your farm, ranch, recreational, hunting, timber, and acreage needs, contact National Land Realty Professional Jonathan Berryhill at 256-874-7354 or email at jberryhill@nationalland.com. Be sure to follow Jonathan Berryhill with National Land Realty on Facebook. This is your land.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
Losing a loved one is hard, but losing a loved one and not having an estate plan is even harder. Attorney Harlan Mitchell witnessed what not having an estate plan can do to families and decided to use his experience to do something about it. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884. Again, that website is BamaEstatePlanning.com. Let Harlan Mitchell help you with estate planning. Do it for those you love and do it today.
He's got a cold. Nothing to worry about.
Just need a couple of stitches.
Your COVID rapid test is negative.
Oh boy, x-ray shows it's broken.
Trust Trinity Medical Care when you need urgent care or routine medical care. Walk-ins are welcome. Or let Trinity help you virtually with telemedicine. Visit trinity-medicalcare.com for more information and follow them on Facebook. Trinity Medical Care, where your care comes first. Located on Governor's Drive and South Parkway.
Hey everybody, this is Paul Overstreet, and you are listening to The Mark White Show. Stay tuned, because Mark is doing some things on his show that's helping his community and uplifting people, so you stay with him.
Just like my hometown, you feel right to come on back to home. You should know. 24/7, 365, sneaking up, hanging out in my mind. To that next kiss, so hold on to this, got something good.
Welcome back to The Mark White Show. I am your host, Mark White. My special guests today are Juna and Joey. You've heard them here on The Mark White Show before, and I'm always glad to be able to talk to these young people and talk to them about their music, talk to them about other things related to just life. They're 16 and 18 years old. Welcome back to The Mark White Show, Juna and Joey.
What's up?
So we've talked about Something Good to Miss. I know that you've had a lot of publicity lately as you've promoted this song. How have you felt it's gone so far? Has the reception been really good for this song?
Yeah, it's been great. We've been getting a lot of radio plays on it. We've also got a lot of kids saying that's great. And our age group is somewhere around 18 to 25, so that's really good for us. On our Spotify, I say that our streams are doing pretty well. We're getting like 200 streams per day, somewhere around there. And every time I ask my mom, and she's like, five people listening to our song right now. And I'm like, yeah. Oh, great. That's good news. yeah. I feel like it's doing good. And
we owe a lot to that to our manager, Di. You know, she's been doing her thing, and we really appreciate her helping us out. And just
and I also want to thank Kenny Royster for producing
the amazing production. Oh, my gosh.
He's a great, great guy.
Yeah.
He knows all of his stuff, and he's a great guy, and
yeah.
He taught us a lot of things about music, and I just appreciate him a lot.
Yeah.
We want to make sure that people know how to find your music. We've been talking about a particular single, and that's called Something Good to Miss. If they're looking for the album, what are they looking for?
You can find it pretty much on every music streaming platform. That's Spotify, Apple Music, iTunes, Pandora, Shazam, pretty much everywhere.
At J-U-N-A, the letter N, Joey.
Yeah, some people get that mixed up.
J-U-N-A, the letter N, and then Joey, J-O-E-Y.
Yep, we get a lot of different...
Joey and...
Juan. I get everything.
Excellent. And you mentioned your social media, that people reach out to you through social media. How can people connect?
Oh, they can pretty much find us everywhere. Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, TikTok. Snapchat, TikTok, everywhere, the same username, Juna and Joey. And yeah, we've been trying to post, you know, a lot more on TikTok, because that's like a really like popping platform right now. So you can find some.
COVID's happening. I feel like that's like the biggest thing, you know, to post. And
oh, especially social media is like.
Interact with your fans.
Yeah, social media is like taking the world by storm, like, you know, more recently, because everything's having to do online and we're having to do shows online and connect more with our online audience, just because, you know, in-person interactions are kind of limited, you know, right now. But yeah, it's been really great to be able to talk to people like all over the world. Like, it's crazy how you can connect with people from everywhere.
And we had an interview a couple of days ago in England. Well, like, we were online, but it was great to, like, you
yeah,
know,
yeah, it was so cool.
Talk to people from England and not fly
it.
There.
Yeah.
Well, let me ask you this, Joey, because you are 18, correct?
Yes, I'm going to be 19 very soon.
Okay, I was 17 going on 18 when I graduated high school. So you graduated last year from high school?
Yes. Yeah, I was actually the
youngest. Yeah.
Okay, and Juna, you're coming up right behind him here. You would be a junior next year or a senior?
Yeah, I'm going to be a junior next year.
Congratulations on that. I know the school year is coming to a close for so many people across the country and the world.
You know, I feel like I don't even know where my sophomore year went. I feel like it just started. It's crazy.
Well, we have a lot of graduates coming out, and we want to congratulate all of those graduating from high school and even college. And I know it's been tough 2020 to get through this year. We're still not quite back to normal, so I know it's been a little bit more of a challenge for these young folks. So we want to congratulate them on being able to finish this year up in a strong way, and we wish them much success in their life.
Yes, 100%.
Well, Juna and Joey, it's always a pleasure to have you here on the Mark White Show and to join me and share a little bit about what's going on in your lives. And as young people, I do wish you well beyond the music and hope that things continue to look up for you guys and that you have a great summer as we get closer to summer and you can enjoy maybe going out on tour and getting to do some things that you've enjoyed in the past, because I know a lot of sacrifices have been made by a lot of people and we just want life to get back to as normal as possible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I appreciate that. Yeah, yeah. And I just, you know, want to thank you for letting us be on the Mark White Show, because it's such a pleasure.
Yeah, and thanks so much for, I'm really happy that you like the song, and we got some other ones coming out too, so we're excited for you and everyone to hear them, and yeah.
Always keep me posted. I'm glad to have you on the show, and so that way somebody will send me a message and say, hey, Juna and Joey have something new out, and we can talk about it.
Yes, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, I wish you both well, and thank you for joining me here on the Mark White Show today.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. Folks, Juna and Joey, I hope you'll catch their music. This brand new song called Something Good to Miss, I think you'll enjoy it. You know we're here to recognize difference makers and share their stories to encourage and inspire. If you're encouraged and inspired by the Mark White Show, I hope you'll share it with your friends, your neighbors, and your family. You can follow The Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, also on LinkedIn, and then subscribe to the podcast via Apple iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Audio Boom, SoundCloud, Blueberry, YouTube, and on TuneIn Radio. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White, encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today. 24/7, 365, sneaking up, hanging out in the mind. To that next kiss, to hold on to this. Got something good to me. They go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. Ah, these are my kind of people.
Hello there, everybody. This is DJ Svoboda with the Imagine Friends of Imagineville, dedicated to spreading autism acceptance and autism inclusion, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, everybody. This is DJ Thomas. You know, raindrops may be falling on your head, but on Kyler's corner, she's living life sunny side up. Nothing seems
to fit. My sunshine, my only.
This is Kyla Carter of Kyla's Corner. You can hear my segment every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on The Mark White Show. Remember to tune in every Saturday and always live life sunny side up.
Please don't take my sunshine away.
Is it time for a haircut? Go see my friends Philip Butler and B.H. Parker at Southwind Barbershop, located at 1637 Lee Street in Rogersville, Alabama. Give them a call at 256-247-5658. That's 256-247-5658.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set a minute. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington at Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
Hello, my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school is great because of the wonderful environment in which students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include the University Preparatory Diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place. Please consider joining us at ABS next year, or give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15228 Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
The Dependable Service Center.
Oh, won't you hear me, people, when I say, well, let's all do something good today. Mm-hmm.